More than 80 Democratic lawmakers have signed on to a letter urging the creation of a civilian climate corps as part of an infrastructure reconciliation bill. On Tuesday, Democratic lawmakers held a news conference to push the idea. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is the Democratic Senate leader.
Right now, we have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to confront the climate crisis and create millions of permanent, good-paying union jobs. It's a great opportunity to combine those things. I have made addressing the climate crisis in a bold and strong way a primary focus of our debate on infrastructure. We are working with great urgency to make this happen, and this week we are making progress. That is why I am using my power as majority leader to ensure that the Civilian Climate Corps will be included in the reconciliation package, and I will fight to get the biggest, boldest CCC possible.
The idea of a Civilian Climate Corps is modeled after the Depression-era Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC. It would give youths good-paying union jobs working on climate resilience and environmental justice issues. The proposal would put half of its resources in frontline communities hardest hit by climate change, and half of the workers would be recruited from those underserved communities. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York is a co-author of the Green New Deal legislative proposal. She says the Depression-era CCC was the largest peacetime mobilization of youths, and the climate crisis calls for similar action.
You know, the climate crisis didn't even exist in the scale that it does now in 1938. And we knew then the importance of caring for our land. Now today, we are talking about, in both a Green New Deal and a Civilian Climate Corps, that acknowledges the fact that our climate crisis today requires a peaceful but wartime scale mobilization in order to combat the climate crisis. So it's not just about doing it, it's about doing it big.
The Civilian Climate Corps proposal is part of a human infrastructure proposal to fund things like education, paid family leave, and other social safety net programs. It would be part of a budget reconciliation bill that could not be blocked by Republican filibuster. Another bill on hard infrastructure, like roads and bridges, is designed to attract Republican votes. But some progressives say the reconciliation infrastructure proposal does not go far enough to address climate change and other issues. The Green New Deal Network and progressive activists held their own news conference in Washington under the title Go Bigger for Climate, Care, and Justice.
If there is not going to be strong climate, there will not be a deal.
Congressmember Ro Khanna is a Democrat from California. He's joining calls for things like ending fossil fuel subsidies, increasing investments in renewable energy, and slashing greenhouse gas emissions by half by the year 2030, as well as a focus on social justice.
But in addition to unity, there is a value more important than unity, and that value is justice. You can't have unity if you don't have justice. You can't have unity if you don't have rationality. Climate policy is just policy. It's rational policy. We will build unity, but we will build unity around a climate agenda.
Greenpeace leader Ebony Martin says the oil and gas industry gets $15 billion in tax money.
We want the $15 billion to go towards our health care system so more people can have access. We want $15 billion to go to free schools and child care so we can invest in our kids. You tell them we want $15 billion to be invested in black and brown and working class communities. You tell them we want $15 billion to be invested in clean, renewable energy.
Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington is chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. She says the reconciliation bill should include things like expanding health care, affordable housing, and a roadmap to citizenship for some undocumented residents.
This is the beginning of a fight to rewrite the future of America to a more equitable, a more just, a more sustainable future for America. Our support in the Progressive Caucus with our 96 members is not guaranteed until we see the specific funding amounts for our priorities so that we can make sure that everything is robustly and sufficiently funded. All right, so we are We want to go big. We want to go bold. We want to make sure that we are tackling some of these issues at the scale and the urgency that is required.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.